Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Artist Roundtable. This is where you, the artists, small service providers to the artists, fans, you know, anyone that has an opinion around, you know, the state and fate of the underground independent artists. This is one of my favorite shows. I love the conversations that take place. And, you know, I just think it's something that's important, you know, for us to open up, you know, communication and to have some real conversations around what is needed. I had a show last night, which is my Flavor Coffee House show, you know, and I brought up a very, very strong subject that is, you know, been weighing on my mind going into 2011 and talking about support. What does support really look like? What is it that you are willing to do to support yourself, to support others? And I think that if you want support, you need to give support. But until we get some callers calling in, the call-in number is 347-857-1189. Let me know what you want to talk about. If you're in the chat room, I did just open it up so you can come into the chat room. You know, you can put your thoughts in there also. But you know how I do it. I'm going to jump in and play some tracks from a variety of independent artists that have come, you know, this way to radio, to Flavor News Radio, and let's see who I will bring to you first. You know, this is a gentleman who I am just now coming to know out of the Pacific Northwest, and I had set up an interview with him last week. It just all fell apart, but I just couldn't do it on the radio. It just wasn't working. But I'm hoping to have the opportunity to have him come back. And this is Cheyenne Salah. And let's see, I'm going to play his piece called Love.
But it's like when it all comes down to it, the most incredible, precious thing in the world is love. It's the one thing that's missing right now. I'm about to bring it back.
All I want is love.
Love is God.
Categorized as timeless. You can no longer walk the street ignorant and mindless.
society. We all Dominican living in this minor league, trying to be the Joneses, breathing life in the bones. There's so many unknowns, and it's time to atone it. Hold it in the bosom, though it's written through the stone. It's hard to undo this Maya Angelou poem. Microphone phonetics got this prophet in the zone, and everything we speak becomes birth inside the home. So what a man thinks shows up to say hello. So all y'all gotta do is get love and get dough, cause anything after that adds pollution to the globe. And Mother Nature don't like nobody stepping on her toes, yeah, especially when she about to start her period. Respect that game, this feminine thing is serious, and they just looking for somebody with experience. Yeah. Turn up the volume if you're curious and hear it like go.
With his track called Love, and I believe this is going to be on his up-and-coming CD called City of Angels. Cheyenne Salah is doing some great things out of the Pacific Northwest. When I first heard his name, I was like, you know, I'd never heard of him, but when I did some research on him, he's got so much going on, and he's traveling all the time. He is, you know, going to top-notch studios and working with top-notch producers, you know, to put out his music. He also has a wonderful youth foundation called the Brave Foundation, and you can find out more about him. You know, just Google his name. It's S-H-Y-A-N. Salah is S-E-L-A-H, Cheyenne Salah. And he's got the Brave New World album coming out. That's going to, proceeds are going to go to his Brave Foundation, and you know, he's just got so much going on. But the other thing about Cheyenne Salah is he has teamed up with Black Ice Booking and Entertainment, who is Joe Gingerella, and they are putting on the Battle of the Bands around the Pacific Northwest, where an artist or a group of artists from the Pacific Northwest can win an opportunity to go with them to perform on three stages down at the South by Southwest, the largest music convention in the United States in Austin, Texas, this March. So right now, this coming week at Hell's Kitchen in Tacoma, Washington, my group Black Stacks is going to be performing. Black Stacks is a group that should be recognized and respected out of the Pacific Northwest. They have been around for a while. Black and Jace, you know, formulated the Silent Lamb Project, and then Miss Felicia Loud has been a solo artist and performed with others. They have now joined together along with their trumpeter, Obar Arunga, and they are known as Black Stacks. So again, Black Stacks is going to be performing in the Battle of the Bands, Road to South By, at Hell's Kitchen this Thursday. If you are in the Pacific Northwest, I really encourage you to come out and support this particular group for many, many reasons, but they are deserving, and they put in the hard work. They are part of the history of the music scene here in Seattle, Washington, and they deserve this opportunity to go before the masses and to have their sound heard. This past weekend, I had the opportunity to participate, be a witness, and actually, you know, be in a video with Black Stacks featuring Miss Felicia Loud as she performs her piece called I Love My Life. So with that said, I'm just going to play that song for you. I cannot wait for this video to come out. And it's not just because I had the opportunity to be in it. It was a great experience, and I know it's going to be awesome when it's completed. So this is I Love My Life by Black Stacks featuring Miss Felicia Loud. I Love My Life featuring Miss Felicia Loud. As I was stating before the track, Felicia just filmed her first video of I Love My Life this past weekend. Flavor News was in the house and was a witness to it. We even got our own footage on video and film, you know, of this particular affair. And it was just an amazing experience. And Black Stacks will be performing in the Battle of the Bands Road to South By at Hell's Kitchen in Tacoma, Washington at 7 p.m. this coming Thursday. Come out and support them again. Flavor News will be in the house for that affair. You have tuned in to the Artist Roundtable. This is where you, the artists, fans, business service providers to the artists, can call in and put it on the table, your thoughts, your concerns, just whatever you want to share. And, you know, I open up the phone lines for any dialogue to take place. I know today is Martin Luther King Day, you know, generally. You know, when my kids were younger, they would always go with my Aunt Mary and do the march and everything. And it's always raining, and it's raining today. Today I am at work, though, at my job at Friends of Youth, you know. So, you know, that's how I'm bringing in this Martin Luther King's Day. But the call-in number is 347-857-1189 if anybody is interested in just coming on the air and sharing some thoughts and concerns. But, you know, otherwise, you know how I do it. I'm just going to play, you know, independent artists, underground artists for you. And I want to play a piece by one of my dear friends out of the Atlanta, Georgia, Washington, D.C. area. This is one of the first gospel pieces that I heard him sing, and it's just absolutely beautiful. And this is G. Wright with Consecrate for You.
Take my life. Let it be consecrated for you. Take my gifts and my plans, let them be used for you. Here's my whole heart and soul, want to be a vessel for your glory. Take my life, let it be consecrated for you. Take my mind, let it be consecrated for you. Take my gifts and my plans, let them be to be a vessel for your glory. Take my mind, let it be consecrated for you. I know I can come to you, Lord. I know I can come. So I come, Lord, with a humble heart, knowing you here. I know you were here. Every word I pray, take my, let it be consecrated for you. Take my gifts and my plans, let them be used for you. Here's my whole heart and soul, want to be a vessel for your glory. Take my, let it be, take my mind, let it be, take my life, let it be, take my heart, Lord, let it be. Take my life, let it be consecrated for you.
right? That was G. Wright with his piece, Consecrated for You. A dear, dear friend I had met, oh my goodness, years ago, probably on MySpace, and just got connected, have had some great conversations in the late of the night, you know, about faith and, you know, support and, you know, just a dear, dear soul. Now I want to take you over to Switzerland, and I want to play a piece for an artist that I work very, very closely with, and I'm a part of his American support team. And this is Chameleon. And let's see, which piece do I want to play? You know what? I'm going to play this one. It's a fun piece. This is one of the pieces that he does with some of his students over there in Switzerland. And this is Jingle of Life by Chameleon. Jingle of Life by Chameleon out of Switzerland. Now I'm going to jump into a track by a young lady out of the UK. And once I finish playing her track, I have a story to tell. But this is Sophia May with her new piece, which is called Take Me There, which will be released, I believe, on February 16th. Sophia May with Take Me There out of the UK.
I'm waiting patiently for you.
That was Sophia May with her new piece coming out February 16th called Take Me There. She sent me this email and she said, you know, Lady Flavor, this is not generally the style I do, because the style I know from her is a very soulful R&B voice. And she's like, but this is something that's very popular over in Europe right now. And she asked if I would break it over here, you know, in the United States in Seattle, Washington. So I'm very, very proud, you know, to be a part of that team to help her get the word out about her sound. But I have something that I've been working on for, a couple months now. And I'm so very excited because I do believe that it is going to take place. I'm working really close with some European promoters out of the UK, out of Switzerland, to bring Black Stax over there to perform with Sophia May and a gentleman by the name of Mo Rock out of the UK, and then Chameleon out of Switzerland. So I'm so very excited. And it looks like it'll be the first part or the middle of August that Black Stax and Flavor News will be heading over to Europe. So, you know, stay tuned. More information will be coming out about that. Again, you are tuning in to the Artist Roundtable. Today is a quiet day. I guess nobody wants to call in. Maybe they are busy off doing things. You know, I try to alternate the times of when I do the show from morning till night. So, for instance, my sister, Lady Marmalade, is in the chat room all the way from Germany, and she is a great supporter of independent artists and that have the soulful R&B sound. So if you are an artist and you want to maybe get hooked up with having your sound played on, you know, a station over in Germany with a wonderful, wonderful host, Lady Marmalade's the person to get connected with. And you never know, Lady Marmalade, maybe we will be able to hit Germany while we're over there. But, you know, I'm just so very, very excited. And my sister, I'm very, very appreciative of you and the support that you have given to some of the artists that I work very, very closely with. I want to jump into a piece now by a gentleman that I met on a panel that I spoke on. And this is Jay Soul with his piece called Potential featuring Eric Roberson.
Feeling apprehensive
about it.
This love thing can be so expensive,
but you've
got to hang it from the start, girl. Cause only time can mend a broken heart,
baby.
No need to worry,
baby.
I'll take my time,
honey.
Show me your heart,
ooh, girl.
And I'll show you mine. Just what you like,
and
I'll try to make it
better for you, girl.
Cause I know it when I see it.
Ooh, girl, girl,
yeah.
You should know,
you should know.
Potential, potential, baby.
Look at you,
ooh,
I see a queen,
a queen.
I see a thing,
a thing
that needs to be beside me through everything I do. And you, oh, you define
what
comes to mind.
Girl,
I think of what I've been dreaming all the time.
Baby,
no need to worry,
baby.
I'll take my time.
Honey,
you show me your heart.
Ooh, girl,
I'll show you mine. Just what you like,
girl.
And I'll try to make
it better for you, girl.
Cause I know it when I see it.
Ooh, girl,
ooh, girl,
you should know,
you know,
you got potential,
you got potential, baby.
Potential,
ooh, baby,
baby
girl.
Ooh, girl, girl,
I know,
you know,
you got potential.
Potential,
potential,
potential.
just trying to kick it and chill. Peep how this has a different feel. No pretend that this isn't real. You believe if you want it like you're missing the wheel. This is so ill, man, it oozes potential. Most complicated things, you keep it simple. Some best times, but you can be gentle. And truth is, man, I like that there. So good fighting, it's a tad bit scared. Cause you like a woman that a brother could marry. Sweet but spicy like mango curry. We'll take our time, girl, ain't no hurry. Let the ride in the south, let it do what it do. This is just a tool, we can chill forever. So what else is saying, we still together.
Potential featuring Eric Roberson. Now, again, this is the Artist Roundtable, and this is when you can call in and put your thoughts and concerns on the table. The call-in number is 347-857-1189. I just checked the statistics of today's show because, you know, the blessing of doing the online radio show is you can see how many listeners you've got. And there's tons of listeners, way more than I actually thought there was and would be on this Martin Luther King Memorial Day. So feel free, please feel free, if you are listening and you want to put something on the table. Yesterday on Flava Coffee House, I talked about support and what that looks like and what that means to you. So, you know, again, feel free to tune in and call in and, you know, let me know what you're thinking, what your thoughts are. It doesn't necessarily have to be on that particular subject. It can be on a different subject. This is the new year. And, you know, I really, really want us to get off on a good foot. I want us to feel supported. I want us to feel that anything that we want to do can be accomplished. And, you know, with that said, man, let me just scroll down and see what else I can bring, you know, to your ears. You know what? I think I want to play another piece from an artist here in the Pacific Northwest. This piece, I love it, and I don't know if I love it because I just really, really love the video that she created around this particular piece. But this is Chocolate from the Pacific Northwest with her song called Grown Folks. And if you check out her video, it is featuring Malcolm Jamal Warner. So again, Chocolate with Grown Folks.
Thank you.
Videos out there, and she's just really doing some big things, traveling across the United States, often to Europe, and performing and just, you know, making our city proud. She may be the next big thing to pop out of Seattle, Washington. So, you know, with that said, I want to play this, and this, you know, this was created out of love. This was created out of respect and belief in Flava News Radio.
John D. Green, Sr., and you're listening to Flava News Radio. Flava News has supported independent and underground artists of all genres since its creation in 2007. But now, Flava News needs your help. A financial contribution of any size can go a long way in allowing Flava News to continue to support indie and underground artists. To find out how you can do more, please go to www.flavanews.com. Thank you.
Starting February 1st, Blog Talk Radio is no longer going to be free to us hosts, and this particular service has been absolutely amazing. Been able to, you know, utilize it, you know, for many of the hosts. My host friends are no longer going to have their shows on Blog Talk Radio because it has turned into a paid station. And, you know, at least some of us have been around for at least 3 years. I've been doing my show for a little over a year, and, you know, and I feel blessed. I feel very blessed, so I am not mad at Blog Talk Radio, you know, for getting popular and, you know, maybe even using this as a way of weeding out some of the stuff that is just, you know, just not good stuff. But anyway, starting February 1st, we have to keep this radio station going. I need to subscribe and pay, you know, to be a host. So I'm asking, you know, that anybody that believes in what I'm doing, if I'm playing your music on Play the News Radio, if you just love, you know, the Artist Roundtable or, you know, any of the shows that I do, consider giving, you know, as little as a dollar a month, you know, because that will just help absorb the expense of keeping the radio station going. It's something I love and I believe in. I've been very, very blessed to have several of the all media artists actually step up and send in donations to keep the station going for a few months. So, you know, my dear friend John D. Green, he created that PDA for me because he believes and loves, you know, me and respects what it is that I'm trying to do. So, again, if you're interested and are able and willing to, you can go over to paypal.com and use radio@playthenews.com as the donation email address, and anything is so, you know, welcome and appreciated, you know, to keep this going, because this is about supporting underground independent artists. I was talking to Patrick Yandel last couple of weeks ago when I had him on as a feature, you know, and many of the jazz stations on mainstream radio are shutting down. So even like with jazz artists, they're not having, you know, as many opportunities to get their voice heard, you know, just even on regular radio stations. So, you know, he sees that the online radio stations are kind of like, you know, the thing of the future in supporting, you know, the independent underground artists. I do have the caller on the line, so let me bring them in. Well, if I could just click on the line, huh? I always have this problem doing it from my mini laptop. I'm getting there. All right, John D. Green Sr., your line is open.
Hey, Lady Flavor, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I am well. And in the words of Jace, support has many, many faces. Which one are you wearing?
Exactly.
Support has many, many faces. Which one are you wearing?
You know, I think that after I thought about last night's show on Play the Coffee House, John, and I appreciate your support and Jace's and DeLon's and, you know, Fleeta Partee's, you know, and allowing me to talk about the subject of support. And it wasn't me necessarily wanting to get on, you know, my high horse or, you know, just really necessarily blast, you know, but I think about you guys as independent artists and what that really, really means, you know, whether it be your family supporting who you are and what you're trying to accomplish through your arts, whether it means, you know, the people that say that they are your fans, you know, stepping up and buying a CD or a digital download or, you know, paying to go to a showcase or, you know, purchasing, you know, your first book or, you know, paying, you know, to have a graphic art, you know, design created. So, I mean, when I say support, it can mean so many different things. You know, I was thinking about, you know, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. today, you know, as we recognize and acknowledge his life, you know, that, you know, what did he step up and stand up for? It wasn't for himself, it was for others, you know, in the faith and belief that he had, you know, to make a difference, to try to implement change in the way that people, you know, believed and thought and saw, you know, others. And so, you know, I mean, there's just so many ways that, you know, you can support and believe in it. And like I was also thinking about, you know, how my job, you know, I do a good job. I'm reliable. I'm dependable. I'm here early. I stay late. You know, I sleeping on a couch right now until they get me a new bed because I stay overnight at my job, you know, but because of what I do while I'm here at Friends of Youth, I was allowed to leave to go and, you know, participate in Black Stacks video, you know, over the weekend. And, you know, and I was gone for 5 hours over there. And then I came back, you know, to my job. And so, you know, because I am a good employee, you know, my employer supported me in being able to go and do that, you know, during my work hours. And so, I mean, support can mean just so many things. And Justin, you creating that PDA for me, John, you know, that shows, you know, love and respect and belief. And I appreciate that, my friend.
Absolutely, the utmost. And I do have that, and I do appreciate what you do. I'm a very big supporter. I'm a very big supporter of you in particular. Today we heed the words of a great man, you know, an ordinary man with an extraordinary vision, and mm-hmm. it's a good thing. But, you know, it does us well to take into consideration the good fight that was fought. A man that worked to create equality, to allow us to be able to walk side by side and do as others do, with the thought, the common thought, that together we can do this. We can overcome. We shall overcome. That we and we shall overcome would suggest more than I or more than you. There is no I and we.
Exactly.
These lessons today of all days, every day these lessons should be observed and practiced. But today of all days, it's a perfect time to think of what was done and the sacrifices that were made. And although we have it in a lot of ways better than the brothers before us had it, and people in general that fought for the same thing, we still need to institute those same core values of togetherness. We can make things happen together, you know, that the whole it takes a village to raise a child mentality. These things are very real and prevalent in our today's society, and somehow we seem to overlook that at times. We need to get those values back and institute those values. I'm a very strong supporter because I believe in what's happening here. I believe in the possibilities. Call me a dreamer, but I believe very strongly in what could be.
And I agree with you, John. I mean, you know, it is in the we. You know, when we talk about the word support, it's not a singular term. It is not something that one person does, you know, alone. You know, to be able to move things forward, to affect change, it needs to be a group of people that come together for that common cause, you know, to move something forward, to make that, you know, to make that change, to be able to strive and push, you know, a thought, a sound, a visual out there, you know, and that's what Flava News Radio and Flava News is trying to do in our very, very small way. You know, we have, you know, very simple tools, you know, but in having very simple tools, the tools honestly over the years have been effective. You know, and I was having this conversation with Jace last night after the radio show, and I said, you know, sometimes I don't even realize, you know, how these things all came about, you know, just to as simple as, you know, Lady Marmalade right now being in the, you know, in the chat room, you know, tuning in all the way from Germany, you know, I became connected with her through April Sims, you know, out of Washington, D.C., you know, so, you know, it's like, how did this all happen? You know, the connections are being made. Great people are paying attention, such as, you know, Lady Marmalade. And, you know, it's such a blessing. It's so exciting to me. You know, I was saying, Jace, I said, you know, I love Susan, you know, but I really, really love Lady Flava. You know, and if it had not been for my coffee shop, Flava Coffee Shop, you know, I would have never became Lady Flava, you know. So when I think about I love my life, you know, and hearing and seeing and just experiencing Felicia's loud voice as she sings those words, you know, you know, you just can't change, you know, those experiences, because if you change those experiences, it would change everything, you yeah. know. And so even though I went through those struggles, my friend, you know, if I had not gone through those struggles of being mm-hmm. a small business owner and this and that and the other, I would not be right here on the radio right now having this conversation with you and having Lady Marmalade and the guests that are listening in the chat room, to those that are listening incognito, you know, behind the scenes. You know, I wouldn't be doing this. And so, you know, I mean, I think about all those things. Sometimes maybe, John, I think way too much. I might just, you know, get overloaded. But, you know, together we can make a difference.
Well, we can. And, I mean, these past experiences, be them good or bad, they shape our futures. I mean, I like I said, you know, not to dote over Felicia Loud or her song, but I can't help it sometimes. I often find myself thinking, I wouldn't change a thing because it would change everything. She coined that phrase and brought it to life so much so after hearing that song. And it's true. That's a, you know, good or bad, it shaped me and it shapes us. You know, it's all in how we use our experiences and what happened. You know,
definitely.
The future has a funny way of repeating itself. It might look a little different. It might be packaged a little different, but it has a way of repeating itself. And change is right here. This is the time again for change, positive change,
right.
No doubt. It is upon us once again. And what will we do with what we have? I'm excited to see. I have very high hopes for the future.
Oh, shoot, I got very high hopes for next month, John. You know, I mean, here it is, we're,
yeah.
you know, we're halfway through the month. But, I mean, I just think about just some of the great conversations, some of the great things that have taken place just in these few days of 2011. So, mm-hmm. you know, the future, yes. But you know what, I got, you know, high hopes for next month, you know. So,
I'm sitting here
you know,
getting ready. I'm sitting here looking at this script in this audition, and I'm thinking, you know me, I get a little nervous, and I'm looking at, and then I call in to the show, and I hear the PDA, and I think, you know what, I'm ready. I think I'm ready for this. You know, it was just a little bit of confidence. A young lady by the name of Lady Melody, she put on my wall today on Facebook, you know, just here's mm-hmm. to making your day a great day. Just, you know, something simple out of the. And that to me was like saying, you know, here's a injection of happiness for you, you know, coming at you right now from a Dr. Melody. And it, to me, it's the same effect. It was a beautiful thing. Mm-hmm. It was unexpected and, you know, unprompted. It was just a kind act. Just a bit of that to me is support. I mean, it's just something saying, you know, keep up, keep going. You know, if you're down, get up. Get moving, and it was a beautiful thing, you know, and it was right on time because I was feeling, yeah, okay, well, let's get started, you know. Then I get that boost, you know, and then here I'm reading and I'm getting ready, and boom, I get this boost. Support has so many faces.
It does, and it can come in so many different ways, and you're right. The simplest of words are acknowledgement. Just can turn, you know, a person's day around. You know, sometimes you might find, you know, us posting saying something as simple as, you know, smile at a stranger today. You just
mm-hmm.
don't know how that could, you know, turn their day around. And, you know, just showing some kindness. I mean, like last night, you know, as I was doing the radio show, my sister bringing over this amazing, you know, plate of food for me to eat after the show, you know. And, I mean, that was a wonderful surprise because my sister doesn't really cook very often, you know, and it was so appreciative and just had my palate just singing, you know. It's just like, my goodness, my sister threw down last night. Yes, I definitely have to make sure I go over there today and let her know how she did such an amazing job. But not only that, I mean, I just appreciated the thought that, you know, she thought about, you know, bringing over a plate, you know, for me to eat while I was here at work. So, I mean, it support can just come in so many different ways. And there's simple gestures, you know, that can be done, you know, that you just don't know how it can make somebody feel. You know, every day I wake up, And I don't know if you're in on this email thing that Jay sends out, you know, from Black Stacks, but it's always something motivational, something that's talking about forward movement. And,
right.
you know, and I love that. You know, I love getting that text from Jace, you know, every day of his message. And, you know, and it just, it's feel good. It's always a feel good. You know, I appreciate being able to have the conversation with you, John, you know, on a daily basis, with Jace, you know, on a daily basis, because those type of conversations and that type of relationship just helps fuel who I am, not only as Lady Flava, but also as Susan, you know. And so, man, you know, just step up, you know, really think about it, you know, how you can support. And when I talk about support on the radio show, I'm really honestly talking about support of the underground independent artists. Not only that, but the people that also provide a service to the underground independent artists, whether it be an online radio show such as myself, or maybe it's a graphic designer, or maybe it's a producer, you know, a studio, you know, somebody who presses CDs, somebody who self-publishes books. I mean, there's so many people that when you're an independent artist that you need to help really make your world work. And to be able to find that key team, because not everybody's the right person, you know, to see and feel your vision when you're an artist. But when you find that key group of people that understand your vision and feel and know, you know, what role they can play, you know, to help push that forward, it's a beautiful thing. And I know, my friend John, that's something that you are creating and working towards. And, man, yeah. Near future,
you know,
my friend, is next month.
You know, Lady Flava, it's good that you mentioned that because, like me, I'm an artist and, you know, I have quite a bit of recognition and I have a lot going on, you know, different banners and logos. But I am actually one of the people, and there's a few of us, and, you know, you were on the phone with quite a few of them last night. But I'm one of the people that actually pay it forward as far as the work that I have done. My logo, my main logo for the singer, songwriter, and composer, you know, the red with the piano and the pictures,
mm-hmm.
that was created
mm-hmm.
by our very own Manny Shields, actually. Manny Shields
right.
is also a graphic designer and a very talented graphic designer. Manny is the guy that designs my logos and my different symbols for what was going on at the time. And Manny, I met through Facebook. You know, he's an entrepreneur of sorts. You know, he's a very talented comedian. He's an excellent friend, but he is also a gifted graphic designer. And I chose Manny because Manny is just like I am, just like we are. He's an independent
mm-hmm.
artist, and he does his thing, and he does it well. So how would that look for me to, oh, yeah, I support indie artists, I support underground artists, this and that, but everything that I do is at the mainstream logo shop or this and that. To pay it forward
right.
and to support,
right.
it, support, again, has many faces. I go to, you know, my different poets. You know some of the poets that I'm quite fond of. I am very
mm-hmm.
fond of Sindreen. Me personally, I like Sindreen's writing. I think she's an
mm-hmm.
amazing writer, very deep, you know. You have to read her writing several times to get the full grasp of them. But I personally am a supporter of Sindreen. Manny, if I needed anything done or if I needed to get my laugh on, I would turn to Manny. I mean, there are several different producers that you and I both, we have that common mutual friendship with that I would turn to in a second if I needed something bigger than I could create on my own. And I do
right.
oftentimes turn to these people, and I ask their fee, and I pay their fee because I'm supporting myself by doing that. Because you never know who they may turn around and be like, oh, you need a piano track, you need a voiceover, you need a back, you need a heart. Well, I know this guy. His name is John. He's good. You know, I know DeLon. You know what I mean? I know Delton's
mm-hmm.
son. You need a mural done? Oh, I know Delton's son. You know, I put
mm-hmm.
you in. You never know. Why not support home? We're indie artists.
Exactly.
We're all in it together. Writers, painters, singers, sculptors. We're in this together. So when we're pushing work out towards people, think of the people around us first. We're a community. Like it or not, we are a community. Maybe we be bound by the social media, so to speak. We're still a community.
Right.
So I personally treat it as such. I get my work done by other indie artists. I don't squabble over their prices or whatever, because for me, in my own mind, that's my way of saying, yeah, I appreciate you too, and I respect your work, and yes, I would like to work with you and have you work with me. I'm honored. I think Manny did a 110% job, and I love the logo. It's my very own, you know. It's very, very unique, and it's me, and I appreciated that. So, you know, like
right.
I said again, or I didn't say it, I'm borrowing it from Jace, from Black Stack. But support has many faces, you know, and you decide which face you're wearing and go with that, because there's so many different ways to support. I just choose to support directly and indirectly, because at this point in my life, I can do that, and I will continue
right.
to do that until I think of a better way to support indie and underground artists. So there it is.
Exactly. No, and I appreciate, you know, and I appreciate the fact that you brought up the fact that as there are, you know, the businesses out there, you know, that, you know, already have the recognition. It's just like with me when I had my coffee shop. You know, Flava Coffee House was, you know, like a mom and pop's coffee shop, very eclectic, very artsy, you know, built in the middle of this very, very diverse community. You know, but it really took and needed the people to support it, to tell other people, you know, about it, to keep it going. Well, what happened during the time that I was there, you know, for 5 years, a Starbucks was built on the right side of me within walking distance, and a Starbucks was built on the left side of me within walking distance. And it was like, you know, everybody, when they think coffee in Seattle, you know, we're the home of Starbucks, you know, they think Starbucks, you know, and that was very difficult for me to compete against that, especially when the Starbucks that was north of me had a drive-up window.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the Starbucks that was south of me had a huge parking lot, you know, around its building, you know, and so, you know, I was on a main street, you know, I was in an apartment complex that had 234 units, you know, and all of that. I thought that the apartment complex was going to support my business because that's how it was sold to me, you know, and that just didn't happen, you know, and many of the people who lived in the complex, the parking garage was below street level. It exited out the back side of the building. And they would go actually drive to Starbucks to get coffee to the drive-up window. You know, and it was like, here it was, this wonderful, great coffee, you know, family feel coffee shop was right there outside their door. You know, and so it's, you know, it, so I agree, you know, so for me, if I want coffee and I want to go to a coffee shop, I seek out the mom and pops, even though there's a Starbucks that's about 3 blocks from my house. You know, I honestly seek out the mom and pop just because I know and I understand that. So I feel you on that, you know, when you wanted to have a graphic, you know, created. You know, why not go to somebody like Manny Shields to create that, you know, for you? Because he is an underground independent artist, and you know, I think we can create that community where we can just give that business right back to somebody, you know, who is, you know, an independent artist. So like this morning when I started out my day here at Friends of Youth, I don't get off work until 6 o'clock, and I actually have been here since Friday at 6 o'clock. I was listening to a CD of a an amazing, talented spoken word artist out of Atlanta by the name of Eric Moore, and I'm going to be doing a review on his CD. And, you know, I was listening to it, and the thing that I love about Eric Moore is it's kind of like conversation. It's like, you know, the subjects that he touches on, you know, some of them are just, they can be endearing, some of it can be like right there in your face, and make you think, some of it, you know, just different ways, but all of it really comes down to is life. And what his pieces speak about is life, you know, and any of his pieces can touch on anybody, you know, and make them feel and say, you know what, it's like Eric's in my head, or, you know, I understand, you know, where he's coming from or whatever. So with that said, I'm going to play one of his signature pieces, and this piece is actually off of the CD that I'm going to be reviewing, and this is Church by Eric Moore.
Good evening, Lord. Thank you for this day. Lord, please continue to bless me with the strength to do what's right, the courage to deal with all the knuckleheads out there, the conviction to do what I love, and the wisdom to keep preaching the truth to these people. Let's go!
See me clearly in 3D. Now you've been baptized. Tonight, the verbal trinity will be one mic, one crowd, and me. Eric Moore, your poetic Baptist, here to practice to preach the gospel of the street. Let those without sin be the first to pay attention to a life supposed to heartache and strife. No stones will be cast. My first verse will be the last. Words heard to resurrect hope for those who chose to cope, as opposed to those who gave in to the temptation of procrastination. Yeah. I know the temptation is strong, and yes, baby, I know that man did you wrong. And dude, I know you can only deal with the bullshit for so long, but baby, this is a brand new day. Let that stress go. You got to move on. And if you're too weak, let my words carry you to a world where inner city boys and girls make plans to escape the everyday demands of keeping it real, just to fit in with those who are afraid to try. A place where single black mothers of this generation's revolutionary and strong, proud black men aren't afraid to cry. Make no mistake, I am not a poet. I was not sent here to free you from the likes of Akon, T-Pain, and 50 Cent. I am that soul that was crucified by mainstream radio and was resurrected 3 days later in the form of Rakim when he made Eric B for president. When my people were hungry, I fed their souls with words of nourishment, gave sight to the mentally blind and healed wounded hearts with tales of encouragement. And yet, you still doubt me. I am what haters hate to love because they realize that on any mic, on any stage, in every state, they can't live without me. So behind closed doors, they plan a plot to assassinate my character like Hillary did to Barack, like the Bush administration did to Iraq. But no matter how many times I'm stabbed, and no matter how many times I'm shot, yo, the truth can't be stopped. So Lord, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And if the truth hurts, then let me live the rest of my life in pain, because these words that I'm about to say to you right now are true. I am the second coming of the first poet that you ever fell in love with. And if that poet was me, that means I came to life twice that same night and shined my bright light on that same mic. It took 6 days for me to birth this verse, and on the seventh day, I rested. So-called followers tested my will, so I perfected my skill. Rehearsed every verse, went to an open mic and flexed it. I am that prodigal son who's been confessing his sins to the world since the first day of my birth. This is not poetry. I am not wordsmith. This ain't spoken words. Yo, this is church. It's church. It's church. It's church. It's church.
Right, that was Eric Moore with his piece Church, which is from his new CD, which is called Beyond the Stage. And, you know, Lady Blue is in the chat room, you know, hanging out with us from Pennsylvania. She has heard the CD and, you know, was talking about that. And this is you know, I, my love, you know, for the arts, you know, it kind of came around, you know, spoken word because of the open mics that I hosted at my coffee shop. And, you know, there is just something about the performance of words. I, in my opinion, spoken word and poetry are very different. Poetry is something that you can read, but when it comes to spoken word, it is a performance of words. It is like using your words, the inflection, and all of that to draw the audience in. And I think that Eric Moore is one of those artists that is very powerful and has that capability of just creating words and using his voice, you know, to draw an audience in, whether you see him perform in person, whether you hear him over the internet waves, or if you listen to his CD. So I'm really excited about having this opportunity to do a review on Beyond the Stage by Eric Moore. So now, John, I don't know if you're going to have to be heading out here pretty soon.
No, not for a minute yet.
Not yet? Okay, okay. I didn't want to hold you up, and oh my goodness, did my board just like disappear on me? Okay, we can just talk until I try to get my music board back up. That is one of the frustrations. Whether it could be my laptop, which that very well could be, is my laptop, or whether it is you know, Blog Talk Radio that kind of makes the board disappear from time to time. But you know, at least we can keep the conversation going until I can get the board back up. But you know, even like with Eric Moore, you know, with his CD coming out, and we've had the pleasure, like he came onto the show last week, the Artist Roundtable, and talked about, you know, being an underground independent artist, you know, as a spoken word artist, and the, you know, need for support. I think that when it comes to spoken word, it is not a recognized art form, and I think that it is an art form that deserves, you know, recognition. And, you know, the only way that we can, you know, put spoken word on the map and to be able to get people to have an appreciation is by educating them and telling them about this art form and, you know, it, you know, getting them to experience it. It was funny when I used to do my open mics at Flava Coffee House. There had been so many people, and I was one too, that had never been to an open mic before. And when I did my first open mic, you know, there were just a few that came in the door. And over months' time, you know, then it was like standing room only. And it was funny, the people that had never been to an open mic before, but a friend says, oh, you really need to come down to Flava Coffee House and check this out. Oh, my goodness, they started coming on their own. So I think that, you know, the beauty of it was a friend brought them, introduced them to this, you know, and then they, in turn, you know, came on their own to participate and appreciate, you know, these events called open mics. And so I think that, you know, word of mouth, again, is a powerful tool. And just spreading the word about somebody or something that you really enjoy, you know, speaks volumes over seeing an advertisement, you know, on a billboard or, you know, on the TV or, you know, in a magazine or whatever it is. You know, like if you tell me we have this place down the street, like a mom and pop's place, and they're only open from like 7 in the morning till 4 in the afternoon. They don't do dinner at all. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I'll tell you, oh, my God, you really need to go to Silver Forks, John. You know, mm-hmm. And I think that if you came to Seattle, Washington, you would say, hey, Flava, can we go to Silver Forks? You know, mm-hmm. But if I was to say, you know what, I got some nasty fish over at Spud's. Mm-hmm. If you drove past Spud's, there's a good chance you wouldn't stop for fish, you know,
right,
at Spud's because Flava said, you know, that it wasn't a good experience or whatever. So, you know, what a actual person says and does, you know, can really influence how somebody else thinks and feels. You know, so there's just power. You know, there's so much power in that. And I don't know. I just, it's something that I know that I could just probably go on and on and on about. But I think that the reason why I carry on about, you know, supporting underground independent artists is that, you know, as I always say, you know, once upon a time, those mainstream artists were nobodies, you know, and it took somebody to get behind them and support them, whether it be coming out to their shows as a comedian or as a performer and supporting the shows to, you know, that recognition starting to get out, the word getting out, hey, there's somebody that's packing the house over here, or whether it's, you know, CD sales that allowed them to create a financial foundation to work from, to keep, you know, to take their art and the production of their art to the next level. I mean, there's so many reasons why an artist needs a financial foundation, you know, and it could be as simple as paying somebody like Manny Shields to create that visual advertisement that draws, you know, a person's eye to, hey, this is John D. Green Sr., or whether it means, you know, you go to Pop, you know, out in Maryland to create a crisp sound out of his studio. I mean, there's so many reasons why an artist needs that, but they do. They need a financial foundation to work from. So when they create a CD such as Eric Moore, you know, or, you know, Black Stacks having Talking Buildings now out on iTunes, then if you say that you love what they're doing, you know, support them. Because generally when it comes to an underground artist, their product's not going to be any more than $10, you know. And when it comes to, like, purchasing digital downloads, many of them you can just purchase, you know, by one, you know, purchasing one piece, which is generally 99 cents, you know. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, it's not like you have to spend an arm and a leg to support the independent artist, just like when I talk about helping to keep Flava News Radio on the air. If everybody gave a dollar, even if it was a third of the people that gave a dollar a month, you know, that would keep Flava News Radio on the air, you know. And so there's just, man, I just, ugh, this is a subject, as you know, John, I can just talk on and talk on and talk on. And I was telling, you know, Jace again in conversation that, you know, I feel like not only am I here, you know, that God put me on this earth to be supportive to underground independent artists, to educate them, you know, because many of them just really don't have it figured out how to go about doing it the right way and effective ways. So as I have been around artists and a variety of artists over the years, you know, it's helped educate me to have some knowledge to be able to share. But I think that this year my goal is to almost, in a sense, to help educate the fans, because I think that the fans don't understand the power that they have and the success of an artist, you know. And so it's about, you know, educating the fan. But as I'm rambling on, I did get my music board up, and I would just want to play this piece by Patrick Gandel, an amazing man, an amazing talent. I have to tell you, as John knows already, he sent me one of the most impressive press kits I have ever seen out of an artist, as far as a hard copy print, along with five of his CDs. And he's like, Flava, I really want to come to Seattle, Washington and perform. So that's something I'm definitely going to be exploring in the new year, you know, maybe how I can go about bringing, you know, maybe the all-media artists up here to Seattle, Washington to perform for a weekend showcase, or, you know, be able to connect with some of the people that work with jazz artists to set up something for some of the jazz artists. But anyway, this is Patrick Gandel, and I'm just going to play this because it's fun for me, because I know it. This is Funkin' for Jamaica, so Jamaica Funk by Patrick Gandel. Thank you. Patrick Gandil with Funkin' for Jamaica. So there is another caller on the line. I'm going to click on their line just to see if they want to chime in on the conversation. Caller from the 909 area code, you are on the Artist Roundtable. Did you want to just listen, or did you have something that you wanted to share?
Hey, Lady Flavor. I was actually just got into tuning into the radio show, so I got to catch Funkin' with Jamaica.
Okay.
Really good song. So I'm just cooling back right now on this MLK day, just, you know, enjoying the California sun right now and listening to your lovely voice.
So is this my new friend, Dylan, out of California?
This is Dylan out of California, yes. You're a new loyal listener. I love the show, and you definitely made me a believer.
Well, I appreciate it. You know, you are new to my Facebook page, but, man, Dylan, you have jumped right in there and started, you know, participating in letting me know your thoughts on things and, you know, checking out my show, you know, last night and everything. And so, you know, I don't know what you honestly know about who I am and what I do, you know, but I'm a big supporter of underground independent artists from all art forms and all genres. And, you know, I call myself, and I'm known as the artist cheerleader. I tell John and several of my regular people, like, one day I'm going to get some leopard pom-poms so I can just wave them around because leopard print is my thing.
I'm seeing that. You love the leopard print.
Oh, you just don't know. But one of these days I'm going to get some leopard print pom-poms so I can wave them around and take pictures and this and that. But I have such a passion when it comes to underground independent artists and, you know, realizing and recognizing the fact that they need people to get behind them, you know, to help push them out there for other people, you know, to experience and to come to love and appreciate them also. So, you know, I created Flava News Radio. I created Flava News, you know, my monthly newsletters. And, you know, as you can see probably in just a few days that you have been a Facebook fan or a friend of mine, that, you know, I really try to find, you know, ways to support the underground independent artists by sending out blasts about who they are and what they're doing and all of that. So why don't you, if you don't mind talking about yourself, now you're an artist also, correct?
Yes, I'm a full-time graphic artist and part-time. I've been doing production for the last 15 years. My style is more hip-hop, jazz infused, I mean, mixed with a little rock. I grew up with listening from everything from Kiss to Tribe Called Quest to, I mean, you name it. I've been influenced by a lot of different artists over the years. And I really was into a lot of, you know, underground artists. I've kind of broken into appreciating some of the mainstream music that's out there as well, because once I realized the ins and outs of the business, I got to understand kind of why some of this terrible music is played on the radio every day, mainstream radio, I'd say. So so I grew an appreciation for all music, really, in general. But like I said, I do graphic design. I love to draw portraits and murals. And I hope one day to definitely send some MP3s your way of some of my music and get played on Flava Radio, definitely.
Well, I would love to hear what your sound is about. I will have to say I did go over to your page and, you know, click on the pictures, and you are an amazing artist. Absolutely amazing, because I was like, who is this pickle guy? I'm like, okay, so I know you've got a story behind the pickle thing, because I'm like, okay, this is kind of a cute little picture. Like, what does it really mean? So, you know, it intrigued me that I needed to go over and check you out. And, John, I'll have to send you Dylan's page, because he is an amazing, amazing artist.
And well, thank you. Thank you so much. The pickle, my name is Dylan. My name is Dylan, so everyone, you know, it's kind of like everyone calls me Dill Pickle. So I just came up with these characters. I actually have several different pickle drawings. I like to draw people inside of pickles, different faces in the pickle suits, just kind of out of fun. But, yeah, you know, it's something that I definitely, you know, drawing is my number one passion. And, you know, I tried to give it up. I told myself last year that I was done with drawing and that I didn't really want anything to do with it because I wasn't really bearing any fruit with it as far as financial, not enough to pay the bills. And one day I went out. This is a story that I wanted to share with you last night when you were speaking on your show. You know, I was ready to give up on it. And to make a long story short, I had went to a bookstore one day and I was drawing what I thought was going to be my final drawing. And a woman came up to me and she ended up, you know, giving me money to draw her a picture right on the spot. I had never met this woman before. And it kind of, I took it as an act from God to kind of tell me to keep on pushing forward. So I just wanted to, you know, share that with you because I know that you were sharing yesterday that you were kind of feeling like, you know, you could use some more support in what you're doing. So just keep on pressing on, and God will definitely make a way for this this program and for you to keep on blessing artists with the opportunity for their music to be heard, because I think you have a great show. I think you have a great heart, spirit, and I love your voice. So it's, you know, just keep on pushing on, and you will be blessed in every way, definitely.
Well, you know, Dylan, you know, I do recognize the fact that I'm blessed. You know, once in a while I get into these rants, and that's kind of like what I did last night, and that may have been how it came across. You know, when you support artists, it's, and you step up and you do something like this, you know, it's just like, you know, Lady Marmalade right now is in the chat room, and she is, you know, tuning in right now all the way from Germany. And from the show, you know, from the shows that I have done, and when she's able to tune in, there are people such as John D. Green, who is on the air right now with us, that is now being played, you know, on Lady Marmalade's show to another artist, you know, Delon out of Houston, Texas, that's being played on Lady Marmalade's show to now, you know, Black Stacks will be played on, you know, Lady Marmalade's show. So it's like, you just never know, you know, who might tune in, you know, to the shows. I mean, just even such as yourself, you know, listening last night, you know, and I was unaware until after the show that you were listening, you know, and so you just never know who might be paying attention and, you know, who can help, you know, an artist make, you know, some moves, whether it be, you know, somebody such as yourself that creates a graphic that becomes a signature a visual for an artist, you know, or whatever. I mean, I think somebody like you and the talents that I've seen thus far on, you know, Facebook, you are somebody who definitely deserves, you know, recognition and support when it comes to, you know, you creating something for our visual enjoyment, you know, and I look forward to, you know, hearing your musical sounds, you know, but you know, last night I was just feeling some frustration because I have created a show called Be More Pacific, which is playing only Pacific Northwest artists out of a station in Baltimore. And it's like, do I step up and continue to try to create these avenues for the people in my hometown to be heard in places they're not being heard? And they don't support, you know, it's just like when I talked about the radio station is now going to start charging for us hosts to have our shows starting February 1st. The All Media Artists, which I don't know if you're aware of that particular site yet, the All Media Artists website artists that I play every Wednesday are the artists that stepped up to send in donations to Flavor News Radio to keep me on the air.
Right. Yeah, and you know what? So I experienced the same thing through my art, especially, you know, with people that I know, the friends that I have, you know, I've designed logos and done artwork for people, my friends, not asking for anything up front. Usually I ask for some type of deposit or something, but when it comes to my friends, I sometimes I don't ask, and, you know, I've been left hanging, so I'll create this artwork for them, and then next thing you know, it's totally abandoned, and it's treated as if it's not something that they asked for, first of all. And, you know, something that just really has no value. And I understand your frustration. And that's why I really just wanted to share that story with you, because you never know who, you know, you might not get the appreciation you want from the people that you feel should give you the appreciation, but there's somebody
right.
out there that does appreciate what you do, and we just got to keep pressing forward and keep putting out that positive energy so that it creates more opportunities for us.
And
look at
I,
that.
You know,
look at
and
that.
You're so very right. I mean, even like John was telling me last night, he's like, Flavor, you know, if it's my wife and I that sends the money to keep you on the air, I love just listening to the indie artists that you play. You know, so, I mean, and you're right. You know, I guess, Dylan, one of the things that I wanted, it wasn't me trying to beg for support from the Pacific Northwest. It was trying to impress upon them that this is an avenue for them to be supported. So it's like if each one of the artists that I have their music right now, you know, uploaded to my music board just from my hometown, that honestly would, if they each gave a dollar, that would all, that would cover over, you know, that would cover a few years, you know, of support to keep Flavor News Radio on the air. So, you know, it's just, you know, trying in my own way to educate, like, if you don't tell somebody, they may not know. It's not. It's something they may not recognize and realize. It's, you know, I believe in my heart that, you know, through my own finances and through the people that really believe in Flavor News Radio, I'll stay on the air. I believe that. There's no doubt in that. You know, but it was just a way of just trying to impress upon the people in my own hometown, like, hey, I stepped up trying to get your sound heard, you know, not only you know, amongst our own people in Seattle, Washington, but amongst those across the United States, to the point of actually having a radio show in Baltimore to play only your sound, to then having an opportunity, you know, with somebody such as Lady Marmalade in Germany to have, you know, her, you know, dig what you're doing in your sound to play them on her radio show. And by the way, Dylan, Lady Marmalade wants you to know that you have a nice voice. And she'd love to have a logo, you know. So, you know, you might want to connect with her on Facebook. I'll send you her page. And, you know, she's a radio host, you know, too.
Oh,
and she's based out of Germany, you know.
Right.
So
I love
she,
support. Yeah, I,
so.
That's right. You know what? I also want to say, Lady Flavor, I think you have a great ear for good music. A lot of times, I mean, I've listened to different radio shows on the past, independent radio shows in the past, and the music really wasn't very good, but I have yet to hear anything that you played on your radio station that, you know, that I'm not feeling. You have a very good ear for music as well. I don't know if you, are you a musician yourself or a singer, or is this something that you, you know?
No, I'm not an artist.
Okay.
I just, you know, I just wave my leopard tom-tom. And there and Dylan, there are times when I will play some stuff that might be considered junk, you know. And I had created this show called Flossum or Toss'em. Some people thought I was mean in doing that, but I thought, you know what, if you're going to step out there, you know, and call yourself an artist, you really need to know what the people think about what you've created. And true enough, I think that when it comes to art, it is a matter of opinion and how you perceive and experience that art, so that there are different people that have different opinions on an artist. But I created Flossum or Toss'em to put tracks on there from, more so from people I'm like, okay, I'm really maybe not feeling it, or I want to get somebody else's opinion. And so I would do it twice a week, play three tracks, not name the artist, not name the track, and have the listeners listen to a 15-minute show of three tracks, go over to my website, and then vote Flossom or Tossom, you know, for the tracks that they heard. So there are times, you know, that tracks, you know, may slip by. And I, going into 2011, I'm not sure whether I will continue doing the Flossom or Tossom and taking a break from it right now, because I think I did it for like 8 months or whatever. I got really good listenership from that particular show, but I didn't get the amount of votes as the amount of listeners that listened. So I was like, okay, why are they listening to the show but not voting? So I don't know if it's still, even though it's like everything's anonymous, I mean, nobody knows, you know, that you're voting and what you're saying, because it's just a poll, you know, that you vote on. But, you know, sometimes there's music that comes my way and I'm like, you know what, let's just put it out to the listeners. What do you think of this? Do you think it's, you know, good, or do you think it's not good? But I appreciate, you know, the fact that you think that I have a good ear. And, you know, again, Dylan, it comes down to, as far as like music that is played on my show, it's a matter of taste. I am trying to learn to broaden my appreciation for other music, because coming up, you know, I was raised on R&B soul music. You know, and
right.
So when it comes to hip hop, that's a stretch for me. That's a big stretch for me. You know, but I seem to be a magnet for hip hop artists. You know, so
right.
Out of all the artists that do come at me, it is generally hip hop. You know, so
right.
You know, so you know, I've gotten pretty. It's pretty easy for me to say, you know what, I don't want you sending me something that has the N-word. I don't want you to make derogatory remarks about women. You know, if you send me something, have it have a subject of some form of relevance. I'm starting to learn to appreciate what, see, in my mind, you know, hip-hop is a conscious music. But, you know, as time goes on, I'm learning that, you know, other forms of hip-hop has been created under the original culture of hip-hop. And so then there's this more commercial sound, or the sound that's more, you know, dance form that you would hear in a club or whatever. And so I'm starting to appreciate that, because I know that they serve a purpose, you know.
Right.
But when it comes to, like, you know, music that bashes any type of group of people, or, you know, the N-word, in my mind, serves no purpose. You know, if you
right.
don't want somebody calling you that, then don't use it. You know, if you
right.
don't want your children saying it, don't use it. You know, so I think that, you know, going that direction, or especially something that, you know, calls women bitches and hoes, or, you know, things like that, don't even send that to my direction. Sometimes I want to say to them, did you look at my picture? You know, look at my picture, you know. Most people think I'm an old white lady, right? It's like, okay, so do you really think that I would appreciate that? You know, like, come on, let's use your head, you know. Even though I'm Japanese and German, I'm not fully white, you know, but it's like, I know that most people, you know, consider me that. And so I'm like, okay, now do you really think that I'm going to dig you sending me something that, you know, calls women bitches and hoes in it? You know, or throwing the N-word out there, you know, every five words or whatever. So, yeah, you know, I can get pretty opinionated when it comes to music, though. And
yeah. I want, you know, I would like to encourage people, all the listeners out there, all the musicians, you know, you're right on point with that. I think, you know, people are surprised at a lot of the behaviors of the youth, but I think a lot of it does stem from and is centered around a lot of the music and the media that they're
mm-hmm.
exposed to every day. So we got to definitely just start erasing some of that negativity out of our music. And it's not, I don't believe it's essential to the music to succeed to have that type of subject matter in it. But for some reason, a lot of artists tend to believe, or maybe it's just, you know, their lifestyle, that they feel like they need to include, you know,
foul language. And I'm one that went from myself. It took me being a single dad to really start realizing what I was putting into my kids. And I, you know, I'm not here to preach or be righteous, but think about the things that you put into your children, because, you know, you don't want your kids going out there and using that foul language. And some people do. I mean, I have friends that encourage it. Well, they're not exactly friends, but, you know, I just noticed that the culture is shaped so much by what we hear and what we see in the media every day. And I remember one time my mother made me leave. She made me and my sisters leave a party one day because Color Me Bad was on and I Wanna Sex You Up was on the radio at this party. And me and my sisters, I'm 10 years old and I'm singing this song. I know it word for word. And we actually left the party, and she had a long talk with me back then about just what we put into our minds and the things we listen to. And I didn't understand at the time, but I definitely understand now. And it's like a plague. It's like a virus. If we don't stop it, or at least try to, you know, curb it somehow, you know, we're going to have a bunch of foul-mouthed youth running around. And maybe when I'm an elder, you know, I'll be able to see the full effects of that. You know, but I can already see it happening today. So it's good that you kind of limit that, because we definitely need some type of censorship from ourselves, I'll say.
Well,
I'm
going to
bow
so
out of the conversation at this point.
Okay.
I enjoyed it as usual. I'll be in touch. Dylan, stay up, man. You are the face of support, and that face is in California, probably all nice and tan. Work it out, bro.
Hey, anytime you guys are out this way, definitely hit me up, man. We'll show you a good time out here in Cali. But, yeah, I will be making my donation very soon to the radio show. So, I don't
man,
know.
I'm about to hit you up to get my pickle portrait, bro. I'd like to see my pickle portrait, my face in a pickle.
Oh.
Unusual, I'm with it. So, you know, I'm just one of those people, man. You know, I was reared on rock. You know, I'm from Detroit, but I grew up in the rock era. You know, and it's funny that, you know, being a musician and the kind of music I do, I was reared, look out, down, I was reared on rock. So, and then I do this kind of music. And
that's definitely
pickles,
a good place to start.
You said pickles, I thought, man, okay. This makes perfect sense to me, you know, so.
John, go over to my Facebook page. You'll see Dylan. He's got a little pickle character as his default. So yeah, click on him and become friends, because I think he's going to become a new big fan of Flavor News Radio. So I'm really excited. John, thank you so much for taking the time. I know that you're busy. I know you need to run to an appointment. So I will be talking to you this evening and cannot wait to hear about, you know, your experience. This afternoon. So thank you so much for tuning in, my friend.
Absolutely. Thank
all right,
you.
Brother John. It was nice meeting you.
It was an honor to meet you, D. All right.
All right. And I got
all
my
right,
leopard pom-poms.
So.
I got my leopard pom-poms now, Lady Slay. So
we can
wave them together.
you know what? That's what I ought to have you do. I should get some money up so that I can pay you to create me some kind of little logo of a silver-haired old lady waving some leopard pom-poms, because, you know, that's
well,
just,
I was
that's
I was
thing.
Already working. I was already working on something for you because I really enjoyed the show yesterday, and I wanted to kind of surprise you with something. So just be looking out for something, because I do have something coming your way.
All right. I'm excited. There's another caller on the line. I'm just going to see if by chance they want to say anything. They don't have their hand raised, but I'm just going to, you know, pop on and just see if they want to speak up.
Okay.
All righty. If I could just click on the line. I have this mini laptop that I bring to work and stuff, and it bounces around, so it's hard for me to click. But caller from the 610 area code, you're on the air with Dylan and Lady Flava on the Artist Roundtable.
Hi, Lady Flava. This is Lady Blue. I got cut off, so I called in to make sure I get to hear you. I'm still battling with this bronchitis. It keeps coming and going, but I do appreciate what you're doing. And, you know, I had typed in the room. I'm all for teaching respecting self and teaching it, and people get on me about not allowing any profanity, but I don't feel like ciphering through what's good profanity and what's not, you know.
Right. And it does make it hard.
And then when I deal with children, it still haven't been coming on. And I don't know how long I'm going to keep my own show going, because I really started mine for a platform for children, but the adults kind of took over.
Right.
So I'm going to see if I can still muster me up some kids. But my thought on that is that I try to teach them, for me, anger is a real big thing. It has been a big thing in my life, and it kind of made me stupid and miss out on a lot. And I really believe he who angers me controls me. And sometimes in expressing yourself and letting the profanity just flow so much with children, as opposed to releasing the anger, it seems like it for me personally, it incited it, you know. So I'm just trying to teach him how to be more peaceful within, you know. And one of the programs we worked on, I think it was Friday, with some kids at a friend's school, was why should I love my enemy? And the thing that came across to me was, how do you feel when you see somebody that you think is an enemy and that you don't like? And they would say different things like scared, mad, and frown on their face, or uptight, or angry, you know. And I said, that's why you should learn to love your enemy, because what it does to you when you don't. You know what I mean? So I
definitely
just, like I said, appreciate what you're doing. And then when I hear you say things like, don't send me stuff with the B word in it, don't send me stuff, you know, calling women whores and things like that, that to me I think is just so important, because for some reason it sells real good, and people kind of sell themselves out just to make that dollar. So it's kind of hard to be an independent artist as well as an uplifting artist and an inspiring artist or role model with if you really a gun hole on making the dollar, you know. So
isn't that interesting, Lady Blue, how the negative you know, art forms or creations through music, it, you know, does sell, and that's just it just kind of floors me. And I tell artists all the time, you know, how powerful they are as artists and how much influence they can have on how we think and feel. I was driving my grandson, who's 7 years old, to school, and I rarely put on mainstream radio.
Mm-hmm.
And it was really funny because he knew every single word to the song, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And it, luckily it wasn't a bad song, but mm-hmm. it was just interesting to me that Sean knew every single word, you know, where to pause, you know, where to put the inflections into the words and all of that. He knew it all, and I'm like, could you, like, apply that to your homework? You know, does grandma have to struggle with you every day, like, trying to figure out your homework? Because obviously you know how to memorize. I'm like, mm-hmm. your homework, a lot of your homework is just memorizing, you know, like, you know, so I... So,
but
like, you know,
that constantly, like, we don't constantly teach them there. You know, we don't walk around singing ABCs, or like my granddaughter knows how to sing them, but she doesn't even recognize them yet. But I mean, we don't constantly walk around singing positive stuff. I have a spiritual song that I was practicing, and my granddaughter sings it. So now when she sings it, I'll try to explain to her what it means in a spiritual sense and stuff. But we don't. They're so bombarded with that stuff, you know, that and they're so exposed to it. So many mothers, you know, I have another granddaughter that her mother babysits, uses the TV. She's not in nursery school and uses the TV. Well, she can, you know, count to 10 in Spanish now from Dora the Explorer, but they also just sit there and do other stupid stuff, you know. So I think
right.
it's about what we constantly feed. We don't interact as much. I'm like, I am so sick of text, and I, you know, you kind of have to do these things. And I had a guy I was working with, and I kept calling him and to see what we were going to do at the school. He never got back to me. I texted him, and he got back to me immediately. I'm like,
oh,
what happened to the human touch? You know, and
right.
I was talking to another guy, and we were going back and forth, and I said, please, do you have some minutes? Because I will call you. You know what I mean? You know, texting back and forth. And the human touch, that's the theme of my the music that I play, Nina Simone's Human Touch. You know, have we lost the touch
okay.
that means so much? That's an old, old piece. You know, and she was talking about it then. It's like, gosh, where are we now? You know, I missed out on a job assignment. They text me, you know, and they sent me an email. Nobody called me. You know, nobody called me, and I had a phone. I was up in the mountains, and I didn't have my computer with me, and I didn't have computer access anyway. But it was like, what happened to a phone call? You know what I mean? People don't, you know, have teachers calling me to subform, and they send me an email. And I go on the email, and it was like yesterday. It was like, y'all have my phone number. Why nobody called me at home? You know, just little things like that, and people don't realize how technology is wonderful, but it's so detrimental, too, when you lose. You know, like the guy said, we won't know a crazy person no more because people got Bluetooth on their ears talking to themselves. You know what I mean? It's kind of sad. You know, I came out the house and the lady said, hey, how you been? I didn't really recognize her, but she said it so loud. I said, hi. And she wasn't even talking to me. You know? You know, I had a plaything in. And I was trying to, and they said we had to go on a train like and listen to, you know, people's conversations, like, and kind of write about it. Nobody was talking to anybody. People were all on their cell phones, you know. So I made up the conversation based on what the guy was saying. I made the other part of the person's conversation. But I was like, dang, people get on the train together and don't talk to each other, you know, talk on the phone. Or, you know, get in the car. My daughter gets in the car with me and starts with a cell phone, talk, you know, texting back and forth. It's like, ain't that some time that you and I could talk or something? You know?
Right.
It's really, really rough, you know.
And it's interesting that you brought up that part, you know, of you know, society and how things are right now, Lady Blue, because, you know, I can appreciate what you're saying, you know, when it comes to that. We've become very impersonal in many ways, and technology allows us to do that. Then, you know, you instant message, you know, people, or you, you know, you text, you know, and people don't actually use their cell phones to actually have a conversation with each other. You know, to, you know, not even communicating in person. And when it comes to text messages or instant messenger, you can misunderstand what somebody's writing because there isn't that voice, you know, put behind to kind of know what the tones and everything is. And I think that text messaging and instant messaging, you know, allows you, or even emails allow you to misinterpret what somebody's actually trying to say. And so it's better to be able to pick up a phone and, you know, be able to, you know, communicate that way or actually communicate in person. And, you know, I live in a big house, you know, with my adult children. There are times when I'm in the front room and my daughter is in the bedroom and she texts me. You know, to tell me something. I'm like, okay, we're in the same house, Lady Blue.
What the hell is that? And I'm in an apartment. Yeah, it's not even a house, like you got to walk upstairs or something.
Right. No, just down the hallway, you know. I mean, it's like, you know, she can't even open up the door and say, hey, Mom, you know, or whatever. It's like sending me a text, you know, like, what time is dinner, you know, or something. You know, so it is interesting, you know, and how powerful these tools are that we have, you know, access to in communicating. And I think when it comes to the arts again, I think artists don't realize the power that they have and how, you know, how we think and feel and how we react. And if we create something that's dark and ugly and we're in that dark and ugly mood, it manifests that. If we, you know, are wanting to feel, you know, in a loving and caring mood, you know, and we put on something that makes us go that direction, it helps intensify that loving and feeling mood, you know. So art, you know, when you look at a piece of visual art on the wall, you know, right now sitting in my office, you know, I'm looking at some art pieces we have on the wall, and different days, depending on what my mood is, those pieces of art tell me a different story, you know. So I think that, you know, artists are very, very powerful, and I would love to see them use that power in turning the world around and how we think and feel about each other, you know. So the show is now over. It stopped streaming live. We're in the archives. But I wanted to tell you, Lady Blue, you have been very influential to me. When I first came to your show, and I so appreciated the fact that you just set some guidelines, you know, when it came to your show and what was accepted and not accepted, you know, on your show to them when I would see you on other people's shows, and I would know, you know, and people knew, okay, this piece is coming up, you know, let's let, you know, Auntie Blue know that, you know, this is coming up because so that she has that option to step out of the show right now or whatever. And so I hope that even though people do create this form of art that are around you, Lady Blue, at the same time, you've set the standards of who you are. And people know, you know, anybody that knows you online knows what you'll accept and not. And I appreciate that about you, and I appreciate about the people that are actually paying attention to that, you know?
Yeah. Thank you so much. Because there's somebody that said something, and they did a piece, and they said, well, I didn't curse, but it was like, darling, I'm mute as soon as you get started.
Right.
You know what I mean? Right. And I don't even bother to, you know, to say that to them, but they did something very disrespectful to me once. So I don't listen to you because I know that there's no holds barred as far as you're concerned, and even
right.
disrespect to me as a woman, you know. So I don't even
right.
listen to see if you're doing a good piece this time or not. And they wrote in the chat room, was that piece okay? At least I didn't curse. And I don't go back and forth, so I didn't even respond. But I'm thinking, honey, I don't know. I don't even listen to you anymore.
Right.
When
right.
they say your name, I am muted. You know. And if I'm on a show where I have to mute too much, I just leave. You know. I just
no,
leave.
I totally understand and respect that. But again, you set those standards. You know, and how many people are accepting of things? I mean, there are even times. You know, such as myself, you know, when I did my soldier show and I let my soldier artist come on, you know, there was some foul language in that.
Mm-hmm.
I did that show to support those particular young men, but then I mm-hmm. went against my own standards
mm-hmm.
that, you know, that I allowed music to be played that had, you know, language in there that's not acceptable to me. You know, so how many of us, you know, do go against that, you know, say that we have a standard that is set. The thing is again, you know, Lady Blue, you set those standards and you never waver, you know, and I love and appreciate you for that because it's, you know, when you come through, I know it's out of a love and a respect. And, you know, I know what's expected. You know, it's almost like, you know, mom's home, you know, so, you know, you act right type thing, you know, but I love that because I think we need that, you know,
yeah.
and I think that we can, you know, if we stay true to who we are and what we expect and it will accept out of others, then if those people are wanting our support in the radio shows that we create for them, then they will do, you know, the things that will take to get, you know, that utmost respect from, you know, a Lady Blue or a Lady Flava. So, you know, with that said, my friend, thank you so very much for, tuning in.
If you go to one of my shows, you will find that there's one on there that has curse words on it. It's not real vulgar, but what happened is I didn't know this. You know, I didn't have a chance to read it. It was one of those days I was doing an impromptu show, and I just wanted to hear some music and didn't expect. But later on, I listened. I said, "That's a curse word," and I don't know how to edit. I don't know how to edit,
right.
but it wasn't, you know, horrible. My whole thing was like people generally don't even send me a curse word. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So I felt kind of comfortable playing, and I thought, oh, my gosh, it was a curse word. And I didn't even hear it when I was playing it that night. I only heard it when I went back, and I said, oh, man, what do I do? And I said, okay, well, that one will have to fly. But not again. So now my thing is you have to listen all the way through to all of them.
Right.
Yeah, but like I said, I told everyone, I said, you know, I'm opinionated and judgmental, and I'm okay with it. I try not to be condescending, but just because you smoke, you can't do it in my house.
Right. No, exactly. You know, you set your standards, and you know, and people, if they know and respect, then they abide by that. you know, whether they accept something in their own world, that's, you know, that's different. But when you step into our space, you know, this is who we are, this is how we think, and this is what we, in a sense, demand from you to be involved. And so, no, I mean, you know, you set those standards. And so when I decided to start my radio show, I really thought about you in particular,
wow.
A lot.
Thank you.
In how I wanted to do things, because, you know, I admire that and I have great respect for that, and I have great respect for you, Lady Blue. So,
well,
you know,
thank
anyway.
Thank you so much for your support, because you do hang in there and do an awful lot. And like I said, I appreciate you, and especially since you don't consider yourself an artist, you're just not an active artist, but I've heard some of your stuff. So you know, it's like what makes an artist, you know what I mean?
Right.
What makes an artist,
right.
You know, and you do when you feel like it, and that's how I write when I feel like it. So thank you,
right,
for being so supportive, because that's what we really need is people that support the arts. You know, we're singing to the Pope. When you go to another starving poet that's trying to sell, everybody trying to sell their books, we buying each other's books back and forth. And, you know, we need to get the other world, outside world, interested in us.
Exactly. So, I mean, I just love calling myself an artist cheerleader. I'll be honest with you, I love it, you know, and you're a heck of one too, girl.
You really are, dang. We get a few of you, we'd be all right.
You know, but I tell people all the time, you know, that I believe that we're all put on this earth to play different roles, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And, you know, because I do have a faith base, you know, and, you know, I believe that God put me on this earth to be the cheerleader of other people. You know,
mm-hmm.
Throughout my life, I either was, you know, I worked many years, over 20 years of my life as a floral designer, you know, and designing
mm-hmm.
flowers for weddings and funerals and
mm-hmm.
babies' births and to say I love you or to say I'm sorry, you know. So in a sense, that was serving other people, because
yes.
I was creating something that brought a peace and a joy into somebody else's life, to then, you know, becoming a domestic violence advocate and a homeless
mm-hmm.
advocate, to now, you know, an artist cheerleader, to then, you know, working with at-risk homeless youth. You know, it's something that comes natural for me to serve others and do for others. So I really honestly believe, you know, Lady Blue, this is what God has set for me to do. And so all I'm trying to do is to follow in his will, you know,
mm-hmm.
and whether it be ministering to artists, come on now, artists deserve it. You
yeah.
know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so I try very hard, just as you, Lady Blue, to lead by example. You know, and I would be so wrong to not do this, you know, because artists deserve to be heard. You know, artists that are creating good quality art that uplifts
mm-hmm.
others deserves to be heard. You know, so this is just my ministry in doing what I do, you know, as an artist cheerleader. So,
Lady Flavor, I really, really appreciate, even when you were talking about Eric, it's like, gosh, he does pieces that are about life, and even that piece, Missing You, I'm like, gosh, how many
mm-hmm.
young boys, you know, feel like that, you
right.
know, and
right.
the voice of the voiceless. You know what I mean? Those
right.
that don't know how to say it like you said it, but, wow, that's just what I was thinking. That's just what I was feeling. You know what I mean? So
right.
that's so important, you know, and you're dealing with kids now that, oh, gosh, I wish there was some way I was near you where I could just come in and encourage them to write about what they're feeling and use some of the little stuff that I'm learning and getting kids to write just to work with them, you know, because I work with some kids on Friday that are, you know, they're wealthy, and it was a whole nother world. It was a whole nother
mm-hmm.
mindset that I had to try to go into to try to help them. I'm more in tune to those that, I mean, all kids need encouragement, but I'm
right.
more in tune to it, and even doing the other side of Freedom Forum at the end of the program, it doesn't have the same effect that it would have mm-hmm. with underprivileged kids, you know what I mean? And mm-hmm. you know, you're doing all that caring, you know, you're caring for the people that want to say something with the flowers to show some love. You're caring for the homeless. You know, every process that you've been in has been caring for people, and caring is loving. So I just thank you for just being a loving character, period.
But you do the same, you know, because even like, you know, the work that you do with the youth and working with them to write and to be creative through poetry and spoken word, and how to, you know, use their words and to be effective in communicating. I, too, listen to your stories in regards to that, to then, you know, utilize that with my kids here at Friends of Youth, because you know, these are homeless kids, right? They've got a lot bottled up inside of them as to why they became to be in this position that they're in, you know, in living in a homeless transitional housing program. And so some of my kids, I've been able to get them to either write music, mm-hmm. rap for me, or mm-hmm. write poetry. And so when they perform it back to me, I think about you too. Again, Lady Blue, you just don't know the influence that you've had in me in the time that I've come to know you, and I apologize for not really letting you know this, but I pay mm-hmm. attention, and so I'm like, Lady Blue's out there in Philadelphia or in Pennsylvania, you know, working with these kids, you know, allowing them to have a voice and teaching them how to use words, the effectiveness of words in expressing what they're going through. I can do that here at Friends of Youth with my kids, and I have been able to. You know, they think I'm pretty cool because I'm Lady Flava, you know. But, you know, but
I got brownie points for just having a Facebook at one time. Facebook.
But, I mean, it's like, you know, just simple things like this, that the kids are like, hey, that's kind of cool, you know, so... you know, then to say, okay, you have a story, so why don't you try to write some lyrics mm-hmm. and express your story? And in a way, they don't even realize that it's a form of healing for them. They're mm-hmm. able to get this stuff out of them that they've been holding inside.
Mm-hmm. And then they find out, you know, how uniquely ununique they are, you know, because if there's a word
right.
for it, somebody else has experienced it.
Right.
You know?
Right.
And you're really not alone. It doesn't make it okay, but it doesn't make you so damaged, so
right.
different. You know what I mean?
Right.
And that's the thing that I think writing did for me. Writing helped me when I didn't even know it was. It was when
right.
I went into rehab myself that they
mm-hmm.
requested my mother to bring in my writing. You know,
okay.
And I never realized how much I wrote, and I didn't share my writing basically because it was my business. You know
sure.
what I mean?
Sure.
And I never realized how much, you know, of my personal feelings I was putting into my writing. And even though I was still going crazy, how much more so it would have been without the writing. You know, without
right.
the writing. You know, and now I'm willing to share just about any piece. You know what I mean? Because I realized that there's somebody else out there that didn't know how to say it. You know, didn't know how
right.
to say it. And my writings are really, really for me. But now I'll write about, even if I write about you, it's how I felt about something you said or told me. You know what I mean? So it's
right.
always, my writings are just feelings. They're not academic. You know, they're just feelings.
Well, and I think that's the beauty, you know, of art. It doesn't matter, you know, about the perfection of it, because in the imperfection of it, it's perfect, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there's just so many ways to tell a story, you know, and
yeah.
there's so many words, wonderful words out there, whether they be simple or complex, mm-hmm. you know, to tell that story. And I think that, you know, when I think about you, I always have to add in there, I believe that you're a storyteller, you're a life teller, you know, and, you know, again, I have such, you know, much love and respect, you know, for you, and I appreciate you so very, very much for showing support to me, too, you know, because in a sense, with somebody that I consider an elder and somebody that I respect so much, like yourself, Lady Blue, it in a sense validates that what I'm doing is okay. You know what I mean?
Okay. Oh, what you're doing is better than okay. It's wonderful, Lady Flavor. It's wonderful. I really appreciate you. Thank you. And I have so many connections because of you, and I'm not following through on everything. That's another bad part of me. I don't follow through for myself, and I'm really, really going to be conscious of that this time, and I'm going to really check out Lady Marmalade, and I'm going to also check out the with the AMA.
The AMA.
Yeah, I'm going to check them out too. But I just been down physically, but part of that's just been my own lack of confidence in my own stuff. You know what I mean?
I could see. I understand why you would say that, except that I don't understand it because you're amazing. You know, and I always think about this, like, I wish I could have been in New York when you came out to Wisdom Supreme's showcase. You know,
oh.
I'm like, I wanted to be there to witness all of that and, you know, with Amina and, you know, everybody else that had, you know, come out for that particular event. But it's, I think that you don't, you know, understand, you know, the power that you have. And the power, it's just that sense of just being honest and real and true to yourself and sharing a story, you know, through words again. And sometimes when I listen to the jazz artists that I'm connecting with, on the AMA site, it's like, you know, how amazing would that be to get a jazz artist to put their sound behind Lady Blue's words?
Oh, man.
You know, and you know what I mean? And, mm-hmm. and those type of things are honestly taking place over there on the AMA. You
well,
know,
I'm
going to
go
artists,
over there because I got Steven. I
should.
Did play his record. I think, was Dion one of them? Dion White? So somebody
DeLon White.
Okay. Yeah, and I tried to play his thing, and somehow it didn't come through clear. It was staticky when I was listening to it yesterday, but I did get Steven and get to play his stuff. But I'm going over there because I have one jazz player that did a piece that I really like, and he said I could use it, but I was told get it in writing and blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, you know, I'm not that big, you know what I mean? He said
right.
I could use it, so we're going to try to get together and do that. Then I have a friend of my husband that told me I could use a piece of his. You know, and these guys are big and busy, so you know, I was like, okay, I'll use it, and I kind of hooked it up myself. But
mm-hmm.
Other people said, no, you need to get that in writing. It's like, I'm not going to make a million off of this. Nobody's going to hunt me down. And then it's like, you never know, you have to be careful. And I'm like, oh, gosh, I can't be bothered with the marketing part of it, the legal
right.
part of it. I'm just trying to have a little fun here, you know what I mean?
Well, I mean, and
so
I think that if an artist is saying to you, you know, yes, you can use it, then they're saying to you, yes, you can use it.
Yeah.
You know, I think that, you know, there are, it does get to a point somewhere when everybody blows up or whatever, you know.
But if I was to blow up, I would be
right.
so grateful to them that they wouldn't
exactly.
have to ask me for, you know what I mean? That, you know what
no,
I mean?
Exactly.
You wouldn't have to come
exactly.
to me because
right.
I would remember you for being gracious to me. You know?
Exactly.
So,
no,
that, you know. So I just, like, got nervous and said, well, I can't be bothered with this. You know, I just
no.
go on and do what I'm doing. And eventually, you know, I'll find an artist that that wants to work with me. Because Shambé let me use a piece of his behind
uh-huh.
something. But Shambé don't care. He gives away his stuff. You know?
Oh, of course, right.
So
course.
I would feel safe using his piece.
Yeah.
You know, I wouldn't feel safe. I wouldn't feel comfortable selling it because he gives away his stuff so much that
mm-hmm.
for me to take something he gives away to make money from would compromise.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's just a whole bunch of stuff, and I'm like, y'all,
well,
I just want to be out there.
Yeah, but the thing, the way to get around all of that is to give him the recognition on the piece.
Oh, I
you
do
know
that.
You know what I mean?
Do
you know,
oh,
as
okay.
far as if you did create something, it's just like on Eric Moore's.
Mm-hmm.
You know, CD, he's got
lyrics
on there, and then he's got Manny and
okay.
And somebody else, you know, on
Nebraska.
Nebraska. you know, and so he puts on there, you know, he puts their names on there. So it's giving them the acknowledgement that they participated in, you know, the creation of that piece. And so that's all you would have to do, too, is, you know.
Oh, okay. Because I know even do play the music, I will tell who the music is by. You know what I mean? I'll even tell you the name of the piece and all that kind of stuff, you know, when I'm using it. But, yeah, I guess that would be enough. But I got to get out there. I really do, because I'm losing it, you know, by not focusing.
You can't lose it. No,
I can't.
You can't lose it. No. Mm-hmm. The world, you know how there are people that come across your life, Lady Blue, that, you know, that they just deserve, you know, to be out there and to be heard and to experience. You know, you're just one of those people, you know. And so, no, you just, you know, and in your own way, you'll find it, you know, how it is that you, you know, want to do it, whether it's just something that you do for fun, for yourself in a sense, but you allow other people to get a glimpse into, you know, your world as a storyteller and as a writer, or, you know, whether you take it to a level of selling a product, you know, just like, you know, you didn't pursue the fact of pushing your poetry book, you know, or whatever. You know, however you choose to do it, the world, whoever is willing to listen, deserves, you know, that opportunity to experience you. Because just as we talk about Eric Moore's piece, I mean, you speak on life too. You know, you come with an elder wisdom. You know, Eric speaks on life a little bit raw or whatever, but you come with that elder wisdom. And that's something I talk a lot with my friend Jace about, the elders. And, you know, are you ready to step into being an elder, you know, and spitting that wisdom to our young? And so I think that's, you know, that's what you have, is that about you. And not everybody has that, Lady Blue, you know. Not everybody has that elder thing going on, but you do. And I think that, you know, you deserve, you know, to be heard and experienced, but do it in your way, what's comfortable to you, you know?
Well, you know what, Lady Flavor, I have to tell you, you have just encouraged me to move on, to just do it, you know what I mean? Because just to hear that from you, because I have great respect for you, and just to hear that from you as a person that appreciates artists, means almost more to me than an artist telling me that. You know what I mean? It really does. It really does. So I thank you. I thank you.
Well, so see, now maybe in 2011 we'll get to experience a little bit more of you, you know, and you know, and I'm excited about that. You know, one day I told Wisdom, in 2011 my goal is to get out to New York, and if I'm able to get to New York, and especially I'm hoping to be able to get to Philadelphia when Big Trigger does his next thing in October. I know he was talking about May, but if it's not the May one in October, but I'm hoping to be able to come out there, because Big Trigger has, you know, been trying to encourage me to come out for that. And so I'm like, if I can do that, I'm like, I just want to experience all of you. You know?
Oh, wow. Well, I tell you, make it as far as New York, I'll get there. I'll get there. You know, and especially if that's sooner than Big Triggers. But either way, you just let me know, and I will get there. I will get there.
Okay. I will do that. Well, I'm going to go ahead and close
again,
out
darling.
This show.
Has been wonderful. Oh, right. We're just chit-chatting.
Oh, you know, but
thank
this,
you
know what?
Wonderful. And
but you know what, Lady Blue? It was meant to be. You know what I mean? It was this conversation that you and I just had on the air. It was meant to happen, you know?
Yeah,
it was something that fueled you and I just as individuals. But maybe somebody who comes back and listens to the archives, they'll also be fueled by this. So you know what? It was meant to happen, and I'm glad that, you know, God allowed, you know, for those, you know, the doors to be there to allow it to happen. So, I'm blessed right now, and I'm sitting here with a smile on my face. So I know it's going to be a wonderful, wonderful day. You know.
Thank you so much.
I thank you. You know,
alrighty.
I thank you for this time with you. And. So, you know, if you have the time and are able to, you know, come by on Wednesday. I'm doing another, you know, as I do every Wednesday, the All Media Artist features. I'm drawing a blank as to which artist it is, but
okay.
I believe it's another jazz artist.
Okay.
And so that'll be 6 p.m., so 9 p.m. your time on Wednesday. So anyway,
okay.
Stay tuned to Flava News Radio. To those that are listening to the archives, I want to thank everybody that tuned in today to listen from the chat room, to listen to it live, and those that called in on the show. And much love and respect to, you know, my Lady Blue, who's, you know, finished out the show with me today. What a special, special treat for me. So God bless, take care, and I will be back Wednesday with the All Media Artist features. Bye-bye now.